Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Wednesday, October the 26th, and we are, of course, midweek. And in the midweek contemplation mode, how has it gone so far and how do we want to finish this week? That's always, for me, what midweek means. It's sort of like looking back and looking forward and making adjustments to the approach. And I like it for another reason too, because, and this is sort of relevant to what's going on in my own life right now. Whenever you're, you know, we're always changing. The conditions are always changing. We have choices in front of us. We make those choices and we make many choices throughout the day that maybe don't seem as consequential. What we want to eat for lunch, you know, where you want to go for dinner, where you want to make a reservation for the weekend, what kind of shoes to buy, all of those things. A million different decisions. Who you call, who you don't call. Who you email, who you don't email. But then there are the decisions that are much more consequential. And those can be kind of the kinds of decisions that are, they've been bubbling for a long time. And maybe in the subconscious mind before they come into the conscious mind. And then, you know, it can take a break. Some decisions take years to make, many years to make. As we search for more information, for more meaning, for direction, for a sign, for, you know, whatever it is. And if you're like me, when you come to a big, what feels like a big consequential decision, there's a period of time when you know you've made a decision to change something, something big. And it's like, how do I handle that with the people in my life? What do I say? And the truth is, you don't have to say anything. I mean, you can, but what I'm finding really, really helpful in my own journey is looking at life as just one big dynamic journey of never-ending change and movement. And so there really, even if I've made a huge decision to start something, to stop something, I don't have to make it a product launch announcement with, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this big moment of declaration. It can be a whole lot of individual conversations, just like I would normally do. It can be individual actions and whatever fears there might be about disappointing some people or creating new expectations or whatever, or embarrassment in some cases. You know, I was going down this road and I'm going to completely change the strategy. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to, for example. You know, those types of things, they can feel, they can create a lot of vulnerability, shame, fear. And yet, really, we're all just on a journey. It's just a spectrum at any given moment of emotions and choices. But we're on a journey that has constant choices. It's constantly changing no matter what, no matter whether you stay the course with one particular career choice, a relationship, a geographic location. Things can feel very big and very different, but really things were always going to be changing all the time anyway. And so it always blows my mind how the disparity between how I will internally think that people will receive a big change and the reality, because everyone else is experiencing their own journey and their own constant changes. And so as long as we're coming to everything with as much honesty and integrity and hard work as we can, then the rest seems to work out okay. And people are amazingly supportive and encouraging. And so whatever you're going through right now, in terms of change in your own life, making a decision, choosing not to make a big decision right now, that's a decision in and of itself. Maybe you're concerned about the implications on, you know, with other people, what they might think, what they might do, what they may not do as a result. I think it's just helpful to remember that things are always changing anyway. Things are never, that every single day is a new day. Every single day, every single hour brings new dynamics. But every day really is a new day. And that's what we've got is today. And we do the best we can in that day, and then we go to the next day. I really like when I went to see Marshall Goldsmith recently, one of the things that stuck out in one of the in-person sessions I was in is he said, take a card and write on it, am I being the person I want to be right now? And I did it. I pulled out an index card. I love index cards. I keep them everywhere. And I wrote it down. Am I being the person I want to be right now? And for me, that's, am I being true to myself? Am I being kind to others? Am I doing my best to do right by myself and other people and follow my truth? And if that's not the case, well, then I'm not being the person I want to be right now, especially if I'm not being me. That's the most important thing. So I just am thinking about not making the announcement to people of big decisions bigger than it needs to be. We make decisions every day. Take each on their own merit. Move forward. Try it out. If it doesn't work, or if it doesn't work as you intended, make an adjustment. Keep going. Everybody's experiencing their own version of that. Even people who have never moved anywhere in their life and have the same job for 30 years, things are constantly changing. Ask anybody if they've worked in a job for 10 years, if it's the same job it was 10 years ago. Almost never is. Almost never is. So that's what's going on in my mind. And if you relate to that, I hope it's useful. I'm undergoing, as you might imagine, some big changes. And I'm nervous and I'm excited. And I don't know where it's all going to lead, but I know it's the right thing. And I'm excited. I'm excited for this holiday season and for 2023. And most of all, I'm excited for today because I have meaning and purpose and amazing relationships and opportunity to express myself and be creative and productive. What more can you ask for? So rock on this Wednesday. Maybe take a moment and search inside of yourself. What are you thinking about, making a decision about? And maybe allow yourself to make that decision without needing to consult deeply at this moment about how you're going to tell anybody. And maybe just let things happen and let those speak for themselves. Sometimes that's okay too. So that's it for today. Join me at Twitter at @MattStoneCO, Instagram at @MattStoneCO, and the website for the podcast, if you're sharing it with a friend's family or colleagues, is mattstone.co. And I will catch you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye for now.